we were hoping Sam was going to come along, but what, he had class, you said, 8 o'clock?
He has an 8 a.m. class this morning at Northland College, and with baseball season coming up starting next weekend, he feels like he's probably going to be missing enough classes. So
I just had Tim
Morthland, better be there.
Dr. Tim Morthland on the air last week.
You did?
Yeah, Tim and I go way back, so yeah.
Good.
Northland College, it's great to hear that Sam's on the program there. They're really growing a great sports program, and I think his presence will add something to the university as a whole. That's my thought.
I hope so. He's been given a tremendous opportunity. What was one of the worst days in his sporting career when he realized that he could no longer continue throwing on the mound with his shoulder injury. You know, being a one-handed pitcher, it's torn labrum and rotator cuff injury is a little bit different than if you have two hands. The surgery would require him to be immobilized that arm for 6 weeks. And there's this thing he likes to do several times a day, and that's called eat.
Yeah.
And a year recovery, you know, so he's decided to go with some injections, and he's taken himself off the mound, and later was the best day of his career.
All right, because this is where I wanted to go today. Now, it's incredible that you picked this up. Janet Kunert and Sam, of course, Nubability. Now, if you've not heard of us talk about Nubability in the past, it's an organization that helps limb-loss children participate in sports, whereas before we I'm sorry to use such a harsh term, as you were written off. You were, in many respects.
Written off, pitied,
yeah.
You know, and we don't do pity. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this program has grown. The speed in which this program and the number of people who attend your camps, if you go online, you look at the pictures from where you started and the huge crowds of kids that showed up for the 2014 camp, it's incredibly impressive from all over the world.
It's just God, Tom. We're not smart enough to pull off what we've pulled off. We're just doing what we know and doing what we love and being blessed along the way. We had 19 kids our first year when we held our first camp at Greenville, which was the baseball program Sam was in his freshman year of college. And that was 4 years ago. And we had 72 families from all over the nation last year. We already have 101 kids signed up and registered from across the nation.
How many this year? 101. Outstanding.
Last time I checked.
From 19 to 101.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, the couple of moments ago, when you were talking about Sam, who was a pitching with one hand, a lot of people go, that's pretty impressive in itself. But there's another thing that's come up with me in a relationship to Nubability. And that is, I always thought about the kids and what it did for the kids, but I recently met a parent who had a daughter in the program, and I realized the incredible impact it has on the parent. Mm-hmm. How I think it was a sense of relief.
I mean,
it's kind of hard to interpret about how excited they were about knowing their daughter was going to be able to participate in soccer and go out there and do things that other kids. Mom and dads worry about their kids being like other kids.
We worry about our kids being like other kids. We worry, we have a fear of failure for our kids more so than we do for ourselves. And I think that was truly where the vision of Nubability was born from with Sam. He saw parents at different resource camp where they did arts and crafts. They did some water activities and things like that. And Sam was asked to be a volunteer counselor, and he went over to the Ozarks of Missouri and he volunteered at this camp. And he was like, let's play baseball. And the parents of kids with upper limb differences were, no, my kid plays soccer. And Sam's like, well, I don't play soccer because I have 2 feet. You know, to him and his mindset, that wasn't challenging enough. And we as parents have never held him back. Matter of fact, we were the ones that, threw him in the water and said, swim, because we knew he could. You know, go ride this bike. We let go because we know you can. And I think that, don't we all assume everybody's like us? And I think that it was a shock to Sam and me to some extent, because I witnessed his activities over in Missouri, that these parents were hovering and they were really keeping their kids back from enjoying something that they wanted to do, but not only that they were completely capable of doing.
Mike Pintle, Southern Illinois Miners manager, and I were talking literally about this last Wednesday. you can do what you can believe you can do.
Absolutely.
In very real cases. You know, and this fact that this does something for the parents and for the kids, I think it's an incredible program. This camp this year, I mean, I remember years ago when you joined me for the first interview here, the coach that called and said, I've got a kid. Did I think, and that kid came to your program that year. I mean, you and I have had little incremental growths together here. Whenever you're here,
awesome.
Somebody hears and mm-hmm. says, I didn't know this program exists. And it's an all welcome kind of thing. But mm-hmm. you can only do this because, well, one thing, because you know you can. But
exactly.
Second, you have had people who have come to help you, including the St. Louis Cardinals.
The St. Louis Cardinals threw their hat in the ring right when we first applied for our 501c3. And there's only so much that a large corporation can do for a not-for-profit until you get that official letter from the
tax
IRS
status,
that says
yeah.
you've been approved. So being our government, that was a long process. It took nearly 2 years to get all of that ironed out. And we got that last August. So we are official, formal, tax-deductible 501c3 organization. And now, thanks actually to the Minnesota Twins, who we had a relationship with because Sam's pitching coach that he would go and visit yearly down in Fort Myers, Florida, his name's Eric Rasmussen. And Eric Rasmussen was a former Cardinal pitcher who is now the head pitching coordinator in this Minnesota Twins organization. So Eric and Sam collaborated, and we had a one-day baseball softball clinic down at the Twins spring training facility in Fort Myers, Florida over winter break. And it was awesome. And the president of the Twins has shouted out to Major League Baseball organizations and is going to help us establish a relationship with a lot of teams across the country. We emailed the Cardinals and said, hey, we have our determination. We love and appreciate the free tickets that you guys give us to come up and watch games, but we'd really like for you to do something like what the Twins did for us.
Good.
And they emailed right back and said, we're all in. We're so excited. Let's pick a date. That's what we're doing right now.
Good.
Trying to find
hopefully Dean up there is helping you out. Yeah.
They will.
I'll be checking back in with him with spring ball when I twist his
arm.
Well,
you'll be the first we let know.
I always twist his arm when I'm there with the Cardinals. Just let me show you these pictures. I guarantee you'll want to be part of this program.
Show
let me show
pictures.
You, and then I twist the arms. Interesting story. In the way perceptions change, on Sunday in California, Hesperia, California, a four-year-old boy had his foot amputated after his dad, who was a police officer, his canine unit attacked his son, his canine. All right.
Have not heard that.
Chewed the foot and ankle so badly, had to be amputated. And the news coverage said, this is interesting, they amputated the foot, he'll make a full recovery. Now, 15 or 20 years ago, if you were doing news, that would not have been defined as a full recovery.
I don't think it would have been defined as a full recovery 5 years ago.
Right.
Maybe even 3 years ago, or even sooner.
It's the way we see limb. Mm-hmm. It's the way we view limb loss, which I
right.
think is crucial.
Right.
Because he'll make a full recovery, whereas before you wouldn't have defined that this way.
Right.
We have redefined ourselves in this process. Some of this is because of the returning veterans, I believe, and
I
some
think,
of it due to the programs like like yours. Yours is truly one of a kind program.
Yeah, there's truly a dynamic happening at the same time right now with programs similar to ours that are getting out limb difference awareness and having different programs. We found our niche with competitive mainstream athletics. That's what we do. We set these kids up to play on school teams, and not only play, we set them up to be competitive. But I do think that the Wounded Warriors coming back and having that mindset of a warrior,
has shown people what you're capable of.
Absolutely.
My first thought is, boy, the dad, how he feels about this. And my other thing is, more and more I think about this story in relationship to you, I think there's a four-year-old boy that your organization would want to reach out to.
Let's get him here.
One, that's my number one thought.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is, when you get him when he's 4 years old, his eyes will be open to his possibilities earlier, so he'll have a more incredible story arc.
We need them when they're four. I filled emails and messages from parents all day long. Well, my kid's four, my kid's five, my kid's six. I like to wait until they're a little older in school sports. No, get them here now. It's about courage and confidence. That's what we're instilling. At the end of the day, that's what they're going to carry on with them that they learn through sport with the rest for the rest of their life.
You look at the pictures at Nubability and you look at the smiles on these kids' face, and they are authentic, they are real, there's smiles on your face you can't knock off with a shovel.
You sure can.
And that's one of the things that I find most energizing about Nubability. Jana Cooner's joining us this morning. Jana, quickly, if somebody, a parent, a coach, a grandparent, knows a young boy or girl who is facing limb loss and overcoming it, and they'd like to join the Nubability camp, how would they do that?
Email us at nubability, nubability.org, or simply go to our website, nubability.org, and view our camps and clinics on our events page. The registration is right there. You click on the link, you get them registered. Call me at 357-1394, area code 618. We're sitting on about 7 more full camp scholarships, courtesy of the Stephanie Decker Foundation. Stephanie Decker was the tornado mom that lost both legs. Stephanie has donated 25 scholarships to Nubability Athletics Foundation. She, to date, is our largest dollar donor.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. That is really
she's
incredible.
So
I
cool.
know the woman you're
coach.
Talking about. She basically lost her leg shielding her kids from the tornado, didn't she?
Right, which we all would do. That's not what's made her great. What's made her great is she didn't lay down and she didn't have pity for herself. She immediately, when Ellen DeGeneres called her, she picked herself up and she's like, you know what? This is not about me. I love sports and now I have a heart for kids who have no legs that want to play sports.
Yeah. My favorite Don Henley song, I Will Not Lie Down, I Will Not Go Quietly. It's my favorite. Jana Cooner, you just inspire me every time you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.